You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, along with Bentham, more communities need volunteers to run their local libraries. But who can get involved? Here's Julie Blaisdell to tell us more.
We, as a service, between 2010 and 2017-18, we will have lost half of our budget. So, you know, the library service effectively will have gone down from 8 million to 4 million. So you can't really sustain that kind of change in funding, if you want to put it that way, without having a radical rethink about, you know, what model you run the library service on. And because the size of North Yorkshire and the type of communities that we've got, we did have quite a lot of part-time small libraries like Bentham, which is only open really 10 hours a week. And that's because we could only afford to run them for that number of hours. But with the size of the budget constraint, we've had to really think again and go out and say to communities, if you want this library to exist and continue, then, you know, you need to work with us on setting a community-run library. So that's what we've been on since the decision was taken in July 2015 by the County Council's executive. So effectively, we've been working with communities for the best part of 2 years now to make sure that they've got all the right skills. Many of them have converted into charitable trusts and organisations, you know, working with them to sort of recruit and train volunteers so that by this April, they'll be ready to put the open sign on the door and open the door as a community-run library. And it's been a massive amount of work and a huge undertaking on the part of those groups that have done that. But hopefully by the 1st of April, and we're very confident that by then, we will have added a further 21 community-run libraries to the 9 that are already in existence. So, you know, it's quite a big deal for us having that many.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a sort of counting down to April, getting things ready for that sort of handover. Yeah. And as you say, you're wanting to get more, you know, communities
all
involved. So I guess there's an ongoing need to recruit volunteers, really.
It is. And you know, I think some of the groups have done incredibly well. We started a volunteer recruitment campaign just before Christmas, and it's been ongoing since Christmas. And to date, I think at the last count, we'd recruited, as a result of that campaign, getting on for 1,200 people have come forward across the county to work with us and to provide, you know, sort of volunteering services to the library service. So that's a phenomenal number of people that have stepped forward. And I think it also just shows you how, you know, dearly held the library service is by local people. You know, it's a service that they really feel very strongly that they want to see continuing in their community. And I think for them, a lot of them, you know, see it as their way of sort of keeping the service going. And also a lot of them have actually been library members and really value the service, either from their own point of view or even from their own kids' point of view. So they just want to see it continue in their locality.
What sort of people are looking for? Who would make a good volunteer?
Well, to be honest with you, there's a lot of different opportunities in this. I mean, some of the people that have come forward have actually had previous experience, you know, of running their own businesses or working in industry. So we have people who've come forward to work as like treasurers or secretaries or fundraisers or volunteer organisers or communications experts. So, you know, we've got one group over at Beedale that have done a fantastic job. They've got somebody who's like a social media expert who's been able to go out and recruit volunteers, you know, through Facebook and Twitter and all of that. So there's a whole raft of opportunities for people with skills to offer in that sense. But then on top of that, you know, some people come forward and just say, well, actually, I can only do 2 hours or half a day a week, and I don't really want to get involved more than, say, putting some books on the shelves or doing a bit of story time reading with the kids. And I think what we would say is, you know, whatever you want to do, there will be a role for you, and there'll be a volunteering opportunity for you as long as you're prepared to learn some new skills. And some of that might be learning how to, you know, go online, show other people how to get online, using things like the library management system, so the booking in and issuing of books. So, you know, as long as people are ready to sort of embrace some new ways of working and update their skills, I think there's probably a place for you.
And if people are listening and they want to find out more, where can they find out a bit more information about volunteering?
Yeah, they can go onto the library's website. So that's one place to go. Or probably most people will know where their local library is. So that's the other place, is either call in, drop into your local library. There's posters and pop-up screens in all the libraries saying we want you as a volunteer. So there's plenty of publicity posters. So just let them know, either as I say, at your local library or go online through the County Council's website, and there should be an opportunity in that to sort of enter your name and details as well. Just by all means, get in touch and let us know that you're interested, and somebody will come back to you. And if you go into your local library, the staff there should be able to help you sign up straight away.